Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
I get really frustrated, to be honest, when I see people complaining about the ups and downs of being a business owner. When I see people complaining about, oh, it's hard to find clients, it's hard to do this, clients are always complaining, you know, it's hard to charge higher fees, it's hard to build a profile, it's hard to position myself as an expert or a specialist, it's hard to get leads, it's hard to do email marketing, it's hard to record videos. It's just a lot of whining, and people love to whine, I get it, it's like a pastime, it's human nature, but we just love to whine and we love to complain. But look, here's the harsh truth. And, you know, I hope I don't offend anybody, although I'm sure I will, but if it was easy, everybody would do it. Right? Building a business was easy. Everybody would do it. Everybody doesn't do it because it's damn hard. Okay? It's damn hard. There's no two ways about it. There's a million things you could do. All of them are difficult. All of them require you to really dig deep and you know, really kind of find that fire inside of you, really give it your best effort, really see it through, overcome obstacles, overcome fear and overwhelm and self-doubt, which we all face, and keep doing the work that you know you need to do to get the outcome that you want. That is difficult in any area of life, you know, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's money, and definitely in business. And so, you know, what I want you to think about, or what I want you to remember rather, is next time you're in the dumps, and it happens to all of us. And I mean, like, it happens to me, it happens to everybody. It's perfectly natural. But next time you're in the dumps and you're thinking, oh, why is this so hard? You know, why is it so complicated? Why are there so many obstacles? Why is it that every time I get past an obstacle, I hit another obstacle? Next time you're thinking that way, I want you to remember, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. Okay, the fact that you're doing it, the fact that you're even trying, already puts you in a league of your own. You're already, you know, in that very select elite group of people who would even bother attempting something like this. So you're already ahead of the game, and good for you. Now the question is, are you the kind of person that gives up the moment you hit trouble, the first or the second or the third or even the 100th time you hit an obstacle, or are you the kind of person that has confidence in your ability to do this and is willing to see through whatever gets thrown your way to get to the other side? Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.